Number 1. Mixed fruit. 2016 to 18. Clay, resin, seed, photo, text, workshop. 3 iterations at Arnhem in the Netherlands, Gyeongsangsang Namdo Gimhae in Korea, and Birmingham, England. Mixed fruit continues Mixed Rice's work around the migration of plants. A number of mixed fruit workshops will be held in Birmingham, both on the run-up to and during the exhibition, working with Cachinga Community Gardens and Birch Network. Through remembering and making fruits from home, these workshops are used as a way to talk about the sensitive issues of migration and immigration. The artists communicate with participants through making mixed fruit together. If the flesh of mixed fruit holds memories, the seeds give root to dreams of our settled future. We visited a garden near Arnhem. We heard that it was started by people that worked in the factories, mostly immigrants, to build somewhere to spend their leisure time. The garden is located on the outskirts of the city. Migrants in Korea also grow small box gardens around the factories and grow plants from their own countries. We remember too the vitality of the Cachinga Community Garden in Birmingham. Sharing seeds and talking about growing things is one of the small pleasures of everyday life. After working in the garden, plants grow in your memory. Peppers, pumpkins, cucumbers, plants with difficult exotic names will grow and the fruit will ripen every year. The reason for raising these plants are not always clear to begin with, but the residents seem to eventually grow plants that are close to their lives in one way or another. Middle-aged Chinese ladies growing cabbage and bok choy, Italians growing artichokes, Turkish men growing many different types of peppers, and Bangladeshi friends growing okra. While plants grow in the garden, children make fruits from clay and seeds. In their imagination, their favourite fruits change and find new names to be shared with friends later. By the end of the workshop, clay berries are spreading. When the children get older, they will grow their own plants. In Gimhae, Indonesian women told us a story about fruit that they shared with their families. The fragrance of the apple promised by the mother who goes out to work every morning awakens us to some nostalgia. We also have met with Kurdish women. Their clear faces and their will to survive was visible. They told us about fruits we've never seen, the fruits that ripened around the village where the Kurdish people live. The small and yellow fruit that was so sweet, a mixture of sour, small, green beans and yellow fruit that could be found when they go to the mountains with their families. We talked about fruit we've never seen or touched. We heard about the taste and smell. It becomes impossible to pick the fruit from a home that has disappeared in war, but all these memories can recall it. The energy we felt being given a deep hug after the workshop is still with us. Now we're going to share these fruits with you in Birmingham.